Hey, this is J.R. McNair with Velocity Radio. We are in the house today, Atlanta Events. Atlanta Events is brought to you by the Velocity Company, your number one place for small business. Hey, listen, we're so excited to be on Atlanta Events, brought to you by Venue. Venue is the top place for you to go and figure out great event spaces throughout the metro Atlanta area and the nation. We're excited today because we have a great guest on who's going to be talking to us about a couple things. She's a multi-talented person that's doing some amazing things here in the metro Atlanta community. And they have something great that's coming up this weekend, a Black Business Expo that's going to happen in Greenbrier at the Macy's main stage. I'm going to bring home Ms. Bird. How are you doing today?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing excellent. Listen, you're doing some great things. Why don't you, first off, you know, you're an event planner. And let's talk about how you got into events, how all that stuff kind of happened for you.
So I used to own a salon. So I'm a hairstylist by trade. And I just noticed how many women would move here to Georgia and not have anything to do. So I originally started throwing events in my salon. And it just kind of trickled over into all my businesses. I noticed that a lot of Black creatives, Black business owners, vendors, and kid entertainers were being underrepresented here in Atlanta. So I decided to start hosting community events to give those people a voice and a platform to be seen.
Most definitely. That is awesome. So now that you are doing everything that you were doing there, what started you, because you have a company also that's Tutu Maniacs?
Yes. So Tutu Maniac is a kid's birthday party company. We have birthday party packages for little girls age 4 to 12. They start at spa party packages, paint parties, tutu parties, tea parties, and go all the way up to sleepovers.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So then how did all that work when you kind of flowed into doing a business expo?
Like I said before, I'm just being underrepresented. I do a kids fall fashion show every September at Greenbrier, and it was only for kids. But oftentimes I would get, you know, adults saying, man, are you going to do something for the adults? I love to have the opportunity to perform or, you know, come out and be a part. So about 4 years ago, I started incorporating a Black business expo where we also celebrate Black talent, but we also give Black business owners a place to come and vend in the community and be seen by their target market and other Black people.
That's amazing. So you said that you have, like you said, Black talent. So tell me about that.
So we're going to have a saxophonist. We're going to have a skit just to display some moments in Black history and people in Black history. We have a dance team coming to perform. We have several kid artists coming to perform. So, and we also have spoken word and a few other surprises. You got to come to see everything now.
Okay. All right. Great. So that's awesome. That sounds amazing. So what time does the event start?
So the event's going to start at 1 p.m. and it's going to be right at the Macy's stage, right in front of Macy's, and it's going to go until 4 p.m.
Okay, great. And is there a cost to attend?
No, it's absolutely free. That's one of the beauty of all my community events are always free of charge for the community.
That is great. So do you have any sponsors or anybody that has helped make this happen that you want to say anything about?
Yeah, I like to give a special shout out to Teen Talk Radio. They sponsor, and also ADA Global Security Products. They were two of my sponsors this year.
That is amazing. So the last, what have you learned over these 4 years since doing these business expos? What have you learned that has, learning experiences, some great triumphs that you've had? What are some of the things that you've been able to learn since you've been doing this for the last 4 years?
So the crazy thing is all of the things that I learned about myself.
Okay.
That's what, you know, it was growth on my own self, to be perfectly honest. When I started, you know, you want to try to make everybody happy. I was more of a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And as you go through the process, you learn that it's just some people that cannot be pleased. So it helped me create better systems in place. And then I realized I needed a team. I used to do everything myself. And I realized I needed to delegate more and just kind of remove, even though I'm passionate about it, I need to remove myself from the situation. I also learned the power of togetherness. Like, when people come to these events and networks and build relationships, relationship is the new currency. I love to see people come, and maybe it was this child's first time performing, and the next thing I'm scrolling on my Instagram or Facebook, and I see the child on the news, and, you know, so I love to see the growth in others, too.
That's amazing. Look, I'm very, very big on relationships. Most people that know me, they know that I'm focusing on relationships, building those relationships, because first off, you don't ever really know where an opportunity is going to come from. You don't ever know who can bless you, who you can be a blessing to. You don't ever know what things or avenues you might be the connector to several other people. And so it's all about relationships. That's so amazing. So where do you see, so two things, where do you see your company in the next five? Before I get on that, I want to ask you this: balance. Like, so you're doing the stuff with the two twos, you're doing your stuff with this, this total event that you're doing here, the Black Business Expo. How do you balance all of this, and what are some keys to help you balance and make this happen?
So number one, I had to fail a couple of times and fall down to realize that balance was important. Before, like I said, I was trying to do everything. So the balance is just knowing when to just let it flow and don't stress over things. Something will almost always go wrong, but if you have your systems into place and if you have a disaster, what I call a disaster plan, then it'll always work out. I used to be super perfectionist like too. Like, I wanted to be a perfectionist about everything. And just sometimes you can't, things are out of your control. So you have to let it flow in the natural way. And you have to ask for help. And the team building was so important into my today. Like, I have a team now. And it has helped me with balance in so many ways. And then learning when to shut off and just take time out.
That's great. That's excellent. So my question that I was going to ask you before that was, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, you know, with your Tutu company and with Black Business Expo? What does that look like?
So for the Black Business Expo, I want to eventually take it to a bigger venue. I love Green Bar Mall. I built a relationship with them over the years. But I do want to scale that up. And as far as Tutu Maniac, I hope to be able to finally franchise my business in the next 5 years.
That'll be amazing. Listen, you're doing some great things, and I want people to know how to reach you. How do they get in touch with you about the Black Business Expo? How do they get in touch with you specifically about the Tutu Maniacs?
So, first of all, our customer service number is 404-939-0708. You can also reach us on Instagram at Tutu Maniacs with an S. We're on Facebook, Tutu Maniacs. And you can visit our website at www.tutumaniac.org. If you want to know more about the Black Business Expo, meet me at the Macy's main stage Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m.
Most definitely. Listen, y'all, go out, check this out. She's doing some great things. Hey, listen, you know, who knows? We may even come out there and do a little media feature if we can get out there in time. So, look, we love what you're doing.
We love to have you.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Listen, we love what you're doing. You keep up the great work and keep pulling the Atlanta community together and doing all those special things that you do. We appreciate you.
Listen, my granddad is an Atlanta native. He's been living in the city of Atlanta for over 82 years.
Wow. And
the stories that he tells me, we had it right back then, so we got to get it back right with the community economics.
No, look, see, a lot of people don't realize that was Dr. King's number one agenda was to make sure that the economics in our communities was thriving. So, and you're doing that, you're bringing that back, and you're, like I said, we're just returning to what we already had. So you're helping to make that thing possible. So listen, we appreciate you. We thank you for everything you do. And we look forward to a great event this Saturday.
Well, thank you. And hopefully I can come back on and talk to you guys again. I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, we enjoyed you. Thank you so much once again. And y'all listen, this is J.R. McNair. Until the next time, this is Atlanta Events on Velocity Radio.